Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My boyfriend constantly has an erection. He's always touching himself and masturbating, even when I'm sleeping next to him. Whenever we have sex, he only lasts about 5 minutes. Are his frequent erections and masturbation causing him to come quickly?
Although some people have a stronger sex drive than others, there is a difference between a high sex drive and very frequent erections and masturbation. Although some young men masturbate several times each day, it's uncommon for this to continue for years. Even among those men who masturbate several times each day, there are some who do so because it feels good or pleasurable, because they're bored, or because it's an exciting part of their sex life, with or without a partner. Other times, men may feel driven to masturbate not because it's simply pleasurable, but because they feel compelled for some reason to do so. Compulsive masturbation is experienced by a minority of men, but for some men, masturbation almost seems to take over their life. They may find that masturbation gets in the way of their ability to develop or maintain a satisfying romantic relationship, or that it gets in the way of friendships or even getting work done. If your boyfriend generally finds that his masturbation does not bother him or cause him problems in his life, then it may be that the primary problems have to do with your feelings about his masturbation, erections, and the way he frequently touches his penis. You may want to try talking with him about your feelings, approaching him in a way that suggests you want to learn more about his feelings about masturbation, his sex drive, and how you can figure out how to have a mutually satisfying sex life. You mentioned, for example, that he masturbates while you're sleeping next to him, but you didn't say how you feel about this. You might find it helpful to spend some time thinking about your feelings. Does it turn you on to know that he's masturbating next to you? Does it bother you? Do you wish that he would try to have sex with you instead of masturbating? Do you wonder what or who he's thinking of while masturbating next to you? Letting him know what you think may help to open the conversation. If your boyfriend is bothered by his frequent arousal, erections, or masturbation, he may find it helpful to meet with a sex therapist. If you find that you're unable to create a pleasurable sex life together, you might find it helpful to meet with a sex therapist together. You can find one through the Society for Sex Therapy and Research's website, which is www.sstarnet.org. Regarding his performance during sex, it may be that he is generally highly excited or easily aroused and that this helps him to come quickly. Alternatively, it may be that he has trained himself to come quickly during masturbation, that he's created a quick ejaculatory response. If he's interested in lasting longer, he can learn masturbation or partnered exercises in the book Coping with Premature Ejaculation. You may also be able to explore partnered exercises to create more pleasure by reading For Each Other, Sharing Sexual Intimacy. Learn more about these books and others on our Kinsey Confidential website.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I am attracted to both men and women, but slightly more to men. I masturbate to both men and women, but more recently, mostly to men. I've only had sex with one woman. Does it sound to you like I'm gay?
Generally speaking, we don't like to tell people whether it sounds like they're gay or straight or bisexual or any other sexual orientation label. That's because sexual orientation is complex, and the label that someone chooses to give themselves doesn't always match their behaviors. Quite often, in our research, we will find men who identify as straight but have sex only with men or maybe with both women and men. Or else we'll have men who identify as gay but have sex only with women or with both women or men. And the same is true with women. To many researchers, sexual orientation labels are about more than a person's partnered sexual behavior, masturbation behavior, or even their fantasies. Sometimes people choose a label because it most fits with their identity, with the community or group of people that they want to be a part of, or simply with how they feel about themselves. Other times they choose an identity because they feel forced into it or pressured. There are some women or men who personally feel, for example, that they're bisexual but may feel that they have to identify as either straight or gay so that their friends or partners will accept them. Deciding how to label one's own sexual interests and orientation is not always an easy task, and we would encourage you to not feel pressured to put a label on yourself unless or until you're feeling ready to do so. If you're interested in exploring issues around gay identity, consider connecting with the group Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays through their website, pflag.org. Some men also find the book The Male Couple, How Relationships Develop by Dr. David McWhorter to be a helpful resource for understanding more about men's relationships with each other. The Bisexual Resource Guide by Robin Ox is another resource that may be helpful to you as well. You can find more information about these books and others on our website.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.